Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and you are listening to the Down and Dirty Podcast, aka the Double D's of Dating. This is a podcast for navigating the ins and outs of modern midlife dating. Here, we will discuss the challenges that men and women face in today's dating world. Like many industries, this one is forever changing, and I believe this platform will help those who need or want it. Today, it is the best time to take control of your desired outcome. Whether it is a marriage, significant other, life partner, or just to gain the confidence in dating once again. Every other week, we will dive in and talk about different viewpoints that seem to be challenges in today's dating arena. So let's get into today's episode. Welcome, everyone, to another Down and Dirty podcast. Of course, I am your host. My name is Celeste Moore. And the topic of today is first impressions. Let's talk about first impressions. They can make or break a date. Trust me. We are sending messages all the time. We send messages by the colors we wear, our body language, our mannerisms, our words, and even the way that we are presenting ourselves. So men, are you putting yourself out there today? I hope so. And if you are, you need to bring your best foot forward. This not only but includes those dating profiles. No one, and especially the woman that you want, does not want to see your most wanted picture as a photo on your dating profile. Please don't post those mugshots because there's 99% of you that have them. Please delete immediately. We don't want a bathroom selfie or your trophy dead animal, okay? We want you to smile. We want you to show up as your best, happy and engaging, because this is the first point of interest on dating apps. Then if you pass the photos, we will read your bio. So first impressions. Always imagine you're going to meet your queen. You never know who you're going to meet. And when you are out at the grocery store, you're going to the post office, you're picking up your dry cleaning, you're just grabbing food last minute. You want to make sure that your first impressions are all that you have. I want you to imagine what it is that you want the world to think you are and who you are when they meet you for the first time. Are you fresh? What do your clothes say? What do the colors say that you're wearing? What do your manners say about you? Remember, and if you don't know this, 7% is what we say. 38% is how we say it or our tone. And 55% is the way we look. That's a big percentage of how we look. So we need to make sure that like our perceptions of others and self are aligned, our personality and performance is spot on for what we want and desire in life. This is obviously super important when dating, but why does it matter? Because all we get is one impression to make. Our first impressions are lasting, and we will see immediately through the lens that we're visually seeing, right? So I've talked about this before, and what color are we wearing? What does that say? What does blue say? What does green say? What does orange or bright yellow say? How loud is your outfit, right? If you have like a bold print or you mix your prints or you're just like, you know, Urkel style, you never know. So it's like, how loud is your outfit, right? Do you take care of yourself? I mean, that basically says it all. Do you self-groom? Do you take care of yourself? Are you polite to others? Are you a gentleman? We notice it all. So you get one chance to make it count. Being in the dating arena is like applying for a job. So you should treat it actually more importantly, because hopefully you're dating for something long-term, possibly marriage. When you think about how important the right woman is for you and what that would mean for your life, then hopefully you will take this so seriously. I'm not saying give up your authentic self. I'm not saying don't be loud, don't be who you are, because when you are truly aligned with who you are, then you will attract the right person. But what I'm talking about today is our very, very first impression of what we think people think of us, right? I know that some people say, well, you shouldn't care. You should just be who you are. Well, let me tell you, if you're schlepping around, you have holes in your shirt, you're ungroomed, you're rude, you're not going to get a date. Not by someone that's worthy of your time, someone that's a high net value woman. Okay. We're talking about quality people here. Just imagine if I showed up to a date, I didn't press my shirt, it was all wrinkly. My clothes were too big, so it didn't show my body. I wasn't groomed. My hair was like a mess. I didn't take a shower today. Probably didn't put on some makeup. It was like zero effort. What do you think he would think about me? I mean, one, he'd be like, probably not attracted, because men are very visual, right? And if he was into that, I mean, I'm projecting who I want to attract. So I'm probably going to project the same type of person. But he might also think that I didn't care about myself or was depressed. How am I supposed to take care of myself or him or children or a dog? Because poor hygiene and poor health and poor fitting clothes, crazy eyebrows portrays a strong message, and one that, frankly, nobody wants to send. I mean, also put it in their interview perspective. Okay, you're going on an interview. If I showed up for an interview with a weak handshake, like a noodle handshake, wrinkled clothes, maybe not showered, I was slouching. So my body language was, you know, my legs are crossed. I didn't really make eye contact and I didn't really engage in the interview. Do you think they would hire me? Big fat no. So why would it be okay to show up to a date looking like that or showing up in a sense that you just didn't take care of yourself? So put time into yourself every single day. You're your own project. Make yourself not only a priority, but make a commitment to yourself to be your best self, to live in your best, right? That means so many things. Yes, I'm talking about first impressions. So visually, body language, mannerisms, color, eye contact, handshakes, posture, all of that, but be your best self. Make a commitment to that. You owe yourself that. Make time for physical health. Find something that you love to do, or maybe this hasn't been a priority. So even better, you get to go try so many different things. You could do water sports, skateboarding, ice skating, skiing. Maybe you do a hobby or sport that you haven't also tried, like a paddleboard, hike, learn pickleball, racquetball. I don't know. Join a country club, play golf, tennis, swim. I mean, honestly, there's so many things to do, and maybe this will help you kind of figure out something that you really enjoy and that maybe you want to do with a significant other. The reason to make physical fitness a priority, though, it improves brain health and manages weight, reduces the risk of diseases and strengthens bones and muscles, and improves the ability to do daily activities in life better. It also bumps up the production of the feel-good neurotransmitters called endorphins. Who doesn't love a good shot of endorphin? I do. It also helps me focus better and relieve stress. So there's so many different and good reasons to be physically fit. When you do aerobic activity, it definitely pushes the endorphins up faster and higher. And it's almost like after I had my tonsils out, I had liquid morphine, but it is like similar to the effects of morphine on the body. Like I said, exercise also releases stress. And in today's world, we are all stressed on some type of level. So boys, go get physical. Also, make mental health and mindfulness a priority. If you need to work on any past traumas or childhood traumas or just new coping skills, there are plenty of amazing counselors, therapists, psychiatrists out there who are waiting for you to contact them and help you work through those issues. You know, everyone needs help in life, and it's completely okay to ask. I really want there to be a positive mindset around mental health. It's a real legitimate thing, and there's definitely tools and resources out there for you, and it is okay to use those resources. Actually, it takes bravery and it says a lot about you when you're dealing with things that you know don't serve you anymore. Also, mindfulness is a state of being present. also known as being aware of oneself. There's so many ways in which you can practice mindfulness. Meditation is one, and there's so many types of meditation that could work for you. You could do a 5-minute guided meditation in the morning. You could do a sleep meditation at night. There's yoga. There's sound therapy. There's all sorts of ways that you can create mindfulness and to be present and to stop the hamster wheel that so many of us have in our daily lives. Basically, you just really want to use breath work to help regulate yourself. Walking in nature can bring awareness to the present. It's amazing how much nature brings us back and it focuses us to the now. Having a gratitude journal next to your bed and writing down 5 things every day that you're grateful for will also put you in the correct mindset. But when you are using this journal and you are writing 5 things you're grateful for, be very specific, right? Don't just say, I'm grateful for food. I mean, that's great, but I'm so grateful for that meal that was prepared to me last night. Or, you know, just get a little bit more specific because you're going to be doing this every day. Another example and a great way to be mindful is to journal. And this can be whatever it is that you want. You can write down your feelings, your struggles. You can even write songs or poems. This is completely up to you. And it's for only you. It's just to kind of like almost detox the things that are going on in our minds, because that doesn't always serve us. Work on your body language. Having proper posture is not only good for your body, but it sends a message of confidence. Smile. Man, if so many more people would smile, I feel like this world would heal in so many small ways. Make sure that you have firm handshakes. Nobody wants a wet noodle handshake, right? That also says, I'm confident. Hello, nice to meet you. Make proper eye contact. Everybody's on their phones these days, or since COVID, people have this weird aversion to making eye contact. It shows that you're listening and that you're focused and you're in the present. Keep your hands out of your pocket too if you're speaking, because that comes across as not trusting. Don't cross your arms or your legs when talking because it says you're closed off. So just be aware of what your body is doing, that it matches what you're saying. Make sure you're wearing clean clothes, boys. I know I gotta say it, but don't rewear clothes that you wore to death and they need to be washed. They need to be laundered, and make sure they're ironed or they're dry cleaned. It's so easy to bust out an iron or take it down the street to the dry cleaners. Check your clothes periodically that there's no holes, there's no snags or stains, or it's not too worn. You know, we can throw in a bunch of laundry and fold it up, but really be mindful of looking at your clothes before you put them away. Keep your shoes clean, polished or scuff free. Make sure your belts are fitting well and there's, you know, they're not too worn. Just be focused on making sure your clothes are presentable. Grooming, make sure you're clean, freshly shaved. There's no facial hair coming out where it shouldn't be. Your nails are cut clean and filed. Do not forget about your feet. Just because you wear socks and shoes doesn't mean you should not be tending to those feet, boys, okay? Ooh, they will be coming out at some point, I promise you. So wear clothes that properly fit your body. They shouldn't be too tight or too big. Make sure the shoulders line up properly. Make sure your buttons on your shirts are not popping open. The pants fit in the right length, the seat, the waist. You don't want them ripping, and you don't want them adding 5 pounds to you either. It shows that, you know, maybe you lost weight, but your clothes don't fit anymore. When going on dates, wear clothes that complement your eyes. Don't wear anything too loud, even if that's your personality, because the point of meeting someone for the first time is really from them not being distracted from looking into your eyes, into your face, and focusing on what you're saying, right? We really want to hear the words that are being said. And you want to pay attention to her. So just make sure, like, everything's good. Everything's in line. And when you're coming out of the home and you have put cologne on, just don't wear too much. Just a spritz or two is all that we need. We don't want anyone getting headaches or having a reaction to too much cologne. No one wants to be smelling like a Saks Fifth Avenue perfume department. So be confident in your conversations. Make sure you know who you're meeting and some information about them before, like if you're going on a date or an interview. But if you're out and about, then be confident in saying hello. Ask her out if she seems attractive. Like, this might be the only time you run into this beautiful woman. Get creative. I'm not going to go into this on this podcast of some of the things that you can say to somebody, but I'm hoping that you've been listening and you keep listening, because I'll go into something like that. Be authentic. It's really, really important. And what does that mean? That means being comfortable in your own skin, knowing that your likes and your desires and your wants are in line with who you are and what you're doing and how you're showing up in this world. And it's okay to be who you are, because thank God we don't all want to be the same, right? We all have different likes and wants and desires too. So just keep in line with that. You know, when you're out there, you will attract your queen. You will attract who you're supposed to, but just remember these tips. Remember, what we see and how we come across will either make us want your number or make us want to run. You choose which one you want, which one matters to you. First impressions are lasting. Sometimes we only get that one chance to get our message across. And I've given you multiple steps and multiple tools on how to make that happen. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's episode. Come and hang out with me on Instagram at Celeste Moore Image. Let me know your thoughts on today's episode, because I always love hearing from you all. You can find all the links and resources in the show notes of the episode on my website, celestemoore.com. Okay, that's all for now. I'll see you in the next episode. See you next time, friends.